Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. The recovery window. Most athletes overlook. Athletes invest heavily in training shoes, compression sleeves, and post-workout nutrition. Yet one recovery variable rarely gets the same attention. What goes on their feet after the workout ends? The minutes and hours following high-intensity training or when the foot support system is most vulnerable. During a hard run, court session, or field workout, the plantar fascia absorbs repeated loading cycles. The longitudinal arch flattens and rebounds thousands of times, and the small intrinsic muscles of the midfoot work continuously to maintain stability. By the time the session is over, these structures are fatigued, and what the athlete wears next matters more than most people realize. How soft foam can work against you. The instinct after training is to reach for the softest slide available. Ultra-cushioned foam footbeds feel immediately pleasant because they remove pressure. But immediate pressure relief and genuine biomechanical recovery are not the same thing. When a recovery slide collapses under the arch or allows excessive heel movement, the foot's stabilizing structures never fully stand down. The body continues making micro-corrections. Toes grip to compensate for lateral instability. The tibialis posterior muscle keeps firing to prevent overpronation, and the plantar fascia remains under low-grade tension rather than entering a true resting state. Research in clinical biomechanics has consistently shown that footwear with inadequate arch support increases eccentric loading on the posterior tibial tendon during standing and slow walking. For an already fatigued athlete, this means recovery footwear that feels soft may actually be extending the recovery timeline. The case for structured support after training. The alternative is not stiffness or restriction. It is controlled support. A recovery shoe that cradles the arch without collapsing, steadies the heel without rigidity, and allows natural toe splay without lateral instability. Materials matter here. Orthopedic insights explain how high-density molded polymers, structural orthotic arches, or rigid composite arch shanks, such as rigid nylon or PA6 composites, maintain arch geometry under load far more effectively than standard marshmallow soft EVO foam. The difference is measurable. In shore hardness testing, structured arch supports maintain their shape after thousands of compression cycles. In contrast, ultra-soft foam deforms progressively and can lose a significant portion of its original support profile within weeks of regular use. For athletes, this translates directly to recovery quality. Passive lengthening. A structured footbed holds the arch in a neutral position, which allows the plantar fascia to lengthen passively rather than continue working. Reduced soreness. It keeps the calcaneus, heel bone, centered, reducing the compensatory muscle activity that contributes to post-training soreness. System downtime. It provides a stable enough base that the body's proprioceptive system can finally dial down its vigilance. When to use passive versus structured recovery footwear. Not every situation demands rigorous biomechanical precision. Brief walks from the locker room to the car or lounging on a rest day may not require clinical support. However, in three specific scenarios, structured recovery footwear shows a clear, undeniable advantage. 1. Within 30 minutes. Post-run, high-mileage recovery. The cumulative loading on the arch and heel during long runs creates significant tissue fatigue. Switching into structured support within the first 30 minutes post-run helps the arch return to its resting length efficiently rather than stretching further under your body weight. 2. Immediately after court/plyo work, high-impact stabilization. Jumping and cutting sports generate peak forces several times body weight through the midfoot. Recovery footwear that stabilizes the heel and supports the midfoot reduces residual soreness in the Achilles complex and the plantar origin. 3. Between multi-session days, the midday window. When athletes train twice or complete back-to-back sessions, the recovery window between efforts is critical. Utilizing structured footwear during that brief downtime helps maintain arch responsiveness and prevents the foot from flattening out before session number 2. Rethinking what 8,220, comfortable 8,221, means. The fitness industry has equated comfort with softness for years, But for competitive and recreational athletes alike, post-training comfort should include stability, not just cushion. Sports science research consistently shows that the combination of arch support, heel stabilization, and appropriate flex point placement creates a recovery environment where comfort and biomechanical function coexist. The next time you finish a hard training session, notice what your feet are telling you. If they still ache an hour after you've changed out of your trainers, the answer may not be softer foam. It may be a smarter structure. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.